The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. I don't know if we've been on long. Larry Elder was in here. Fridays, Larry comes in and we have a little trivia. Yes, he shares his trivia that he does on the air. And then we get into conversations. And I told him, I said, I got about a minute. And he's going. Oh, welcome to this Friday edition of the Frank Sontag Show. I pray you and yours are well, and I'm just going to paraphrase what Larry said on the way out. He said, man, these are crazy times we're living, and you're kind of challenged as to how to think about things. I think those are the words of the moment, for sure. How do you make sense, or how do you navigate? How do you understand? How do you know what the truth is? I had shared these stories earlier. Obviously, my wonderful listeners here on KKLA did not hear this. But I've got a couple of stories here. And just to give you the contrast, the mainstream narrative versus, let's just say, the alternative narrative. A listener sent me a story. Frank, what do you think of this? It's a New York Times commentary supposedly about the president had a meeting with some advisors, I guess, yesterday. And the way the piece, and again, New York Times, you kind of know what you have going in. He's somber and resigned and is really struggling and not sure if he can make it week to week. And I'm reading this and I'm thinking, yeah, okay. And then I have another story just out of the Washington Examiner, right? Talk about juxtaposition. You hear this this sad president, and part of it is he refuses to give in, and you know the deal, right? Today, story is released about how there's no way he's given up. He even says in this Washington Examiner interview, quote, never bet against me. And it goes on to all of the things he states about different states and specific numbers. And without going too deep into it, so you tell me, what's the truth? New York Times, he's distressed, he's rebellious. He's, you know, not given up, but resigned. And then here's a Washington Examiner interview that basically he says what we know. He says, this man is a fighter. Point of hypocrisy. And then there's the other one, to me, that really caught my eye. I had a friend call me last night and said, hey, have you seen the Bloomberg story? It's everywhere. You know the one that says there is, I think the quote is, this is the most secure election in the history of America. And it splashed everywhere, all over the mainstream, everywhere. And you hear, even you, our listeners, you who, most of you say you're followers of Christ, you email me, why are you talking about this? There's no election fraud. There's no voter fraud, right? We hear it over and over and over again. I guess it's true if you hear it over and over again. So help me square. Help me get my head around this one. The chairman of the Federal Elections Commission. This is the chairman of the Federal Elections Commission. Says he believes there's evidence of voter fraud and other alleged irregularities. Huh? Wait a minute. What? That makes no sense. In a recent interview, FEC Chairman Trey Trainer said reports of fraud in some battleground states are credible. Quote, otherwise they would allow the poll observers to go in, end quote. Later in the interview, Quote, when you have claims of, 10,000 people who don't live in the state of Nevada, for instance, you have videos, poll workers either duplicating a spoiled ballot right there, or they're in the process of just marking a ballot that came in blank for a voter. That's a process that needs to be observed by election observers, end quote. Now, wait, what is it? Mainstream media? No voter fraud? Some of you, email me, call the program. No voter fraud. Just give up. This is the chairman of the Federal Elections Commission. Now, here's the crux of it. Open your mind a little bit. Get away from political partisanship and whether you hope Biden's the next president or Trump is four more years. Get away from that. Stand with the realities of this country and this process that we embrace in a republic. Traynor said this, quote, our whole political system is based upon transparency to avoid the appearance of corruption. He said, I do believe that there is voter fraud taking place in these places and it must be investigated, end quote. Here's the other one I love. Oh, these are times that will challenge. Oh, I like this call on the screen. Maria, don't go anywhere. Oh, I'm going to take you first. Don't go anywhere, but let me circle back to one other thought before I lose it. So now there's this push that says, even though I don't like categories, for the sake of this brief introduction of information, I think it's important to put, mention Republicans, Democrats, right, left, just for the sake of accuracy. We are hearing in the mainstream over and over again that Biden's been elected, Trump needs to just give up, no voter fraud, and the left is grumbling that somehow, some Republicans, once this process moves through, they're going to start investigations and kind of be poor sports and try to cause trouble. And can't we just all get along? Can't we all just get along? There is a piece by Bronson Stocking I want to read to you quickly. And then, Maria, you'll be the first call. Others, you're welcome to call. I don't know if all our phones are working today. We didn't do a run-through. But as of now, we know one line is working. 888-528-2557. We've had phone problems in the past week or so. So please call. It's Open Phone Friday. Basically anything open for discussion or even debate if you want to go there. And Maria just hung up. Okay. Reports on Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop raise serious concerns regarding China's ability to blackmail former Vice President Joe Biden. The prospect of a communist China or other foreign entities possessing, comprising, or compromising materials on the Biden family needs to be thoroughly investigated by Congress. There's a theme here. Investigate, investigate. Well, just get over it. You lost. Move on. During an interview yesterday, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Adam Schiff, the same Adam Schiff that yelled and screamed about Russia collusion, he's got proof, agreed with MSNBC's host Joy Reid that congressional Republicans would likely spend the next 4 years conducting such investigations. Reid to Schiff, quote, they want to go after Hunter Biden still. They want to go after the investigations that led to impeachment. A time in which I think for a lot of people, you, Adam Schiff, sort of became the modern day Thaddeus Stevens, end quote. Now, if we're honest, most of you have no idea who Thaddeus Stevens was. He's a fiery Republican who railed against slavery, was very pro-life in his time. Schiff is anything but that. He's on the other side, actually. He's a partisan Democrat who represents the amoral interests of a lot of Hollywood elites. Reid asked, quote, is this what we're going to have to sit through for the next 4 years? Republicans just doing investigations and refusing to legislate, end quote. The author of this commentary, Bronson Stocking, again said, sure would be a shame if Senate Republicans did exactly what Democrats in the House spent the past couple of years doing. Schiff said he shared Reid's concerns about Republicans spending their time investigating rather than legislating, which is rich, coming from the Democrats' lead impeachment manager. Schiff said, quote, I do expect in the new Congress that, yes, they'll continue to try to go after Joe Biden and delegitimize him, end quote. Here's the last two paragraphs. And then we'll take calls. We have open lines, 888-528-2557. It's open phone Friday. Please call. We'll get you on the air ASAP. Stocking writes, perhaps if Democrats didn't lead a partisan impeachment of President Trump, spend 4 years peddling conspiracy theories about Russia and other nonsense in an attempt to delegitimize the outcome of the 2016 presidential election, then Schiff and Reid might have a good point, but they don't. Despite big tech and the media doing everything they can to keep the American people from finding out about Joe Biden's involvement in his son's pay-for-play schemes, the American people deserve to know the extent to which Joe Biden may be compromised by the Chinese or beholden to other countries. Those answers are exactly what Joy Reid and Adam Schiff are worried about. You can find this entire commentary at townhall.com. 2 points. I agree with most of what he says. But this line kind of stood out to me. The American people deserve to know the extent to which Joe Biden may be compromised. I agree with that. I agree with that, but here's part of the quandary. Do the American people want to know? There is such a level of indifference, and I'm tired, and mentally I can't do this anymore, and I just want to stay home and kind of find my safe space and just find peace and nothing I can do. This experiment was built on self-governance. You know the old adage, right? They work for us. We don't believe that anymore. We don't even push that anymore. We've just given up hope. Number one. Number two, in terms of the heart of the commentary, concerns about the possibility of Joe Biden compromised in China and Hunter Biden's laptop, here's a breaking Bloomberg news story. China joins nations congratulating Biden on U.S. election win. For me, no commentary necessary. Just wanted to report that to you. China's excited. 888-528-2557. One of the intentions I'm going to have on this program today is I'm going to impart a lot of information to you. I have a lot of news stories, some commentaries. We'll take calls as well. It's open phone Friday, but I just want to let you know you'll be hearing a lot of things, safe to say, maybe you've not heard before. But by all means, this idea of what can I do? I'm only one person. Boy, I'll speak against that. If every person took some type of active step, whatever it is. Can you imagine? We see a news report Monday, 1 million people assembled in Washington, D.C., Christians praying and crying out to God. Do you think political representatives of whatever party wouldn't on some level take note? You don't think that would kind of impact them just a wee bit? And maybe I'm just a sentimentalist, right? We have a story about an actress who's all about kindness. We'll talk about it in a little while. She's apologizing. This kindness campaign, oh, evidently they found out they supported an organization that may not be so kind. Wait to hear this one. Other stories as well. 888-528-2557. Denise in Montrose. Denise, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Frank. I called before, and I was too nervous to say thank you for taking my call. So this is my second time out. Hopefully I won't get tongue-tied. I called because I wanted to talk about Bobulinski, and I heard you say that you thought he was credible, and I definitely did, and so are the people that I'm hanging with. They say, too, they believe Mr. Bobulinski. I lived in the Middle East for a while, and I used to dine in a dining hall with a lot of military people, and they didn't waste words. And when Mr. Bobulinski said that he was in Beverly Hills, of course that's California, and then Joe Biden was heading up to see the lieutenant governor, and Mr. Bobulinski said May 2nd, 2017, I knew he was asking me to read between the lines. And that lieutenant governor that Joe Biden was on his way to see was Gavin Newsom. And I'm wondering now through this election process, and we just learned about the connection to China, and we know that Gavin Newsom gave $1 billion of our stimulus money off to China just a few months ago, and how the person that backed up Lieutenant Newsom when Jerry Brown was out of town was a lady who was the Obama-appointed ambassador to Hungary, which is the border nation to Ukraine. I'm just wanting people to make the connection that California seems to have a strong connection to China. And I think that we are escaping a lot of analysis in this election process that Arizona has gone through. And yet California flipped blue almost at 8 p.m. on election night. And nobody's talking about the same state by which Governor Newsom, China Newsom, put Kamala Harris and Vice President Biden together in the White House by drowning us in extra ballots here in California.
Well, let me respond. For a woman that was concerned about being articulate on the air, you can put that concern to rest. In 2 minutes, you shared more than I've heard legitimate commentators put together in 2 hours. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for challenging us. If you listen to my program at all, I'm all about disagreement, but I'm very much against this idea of being a victim. I can't do anything. I'm one person, or someone is keeping me down. I don't believe in such of a mentality. We still have access to all sorts of alternative information. You obviously have shared some. And in terms of Bobulinski, it's interesting. We've not heard much from him. And I just ponder out loud. I don't necessarily think that's going to be the case in the coming weeks and months. I think we're going to be hearing more from him. Thank you, Denise. Regina in Los Angeles. Regina, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. I'm just wondering if Biden had lost the election, would we, and he would wanted to count the votes, have the votes recounted, would that have been okay with the Republicans, or would they have just discounted him, saying that Trump was the true winner, no voter fraud?
Are you really asking me to speak for Republicans? I'm confused by your question.
Yeah, because you are one, so I'm just kind of asking.
I'm a Republican?
I don't know. Maybe independent. I don't know. I should not have said that.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, what's the big Biden won?
Biden won because the media declared it. Biden's won.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure what the complaint is.
The complaint is hold on a second. Now, to answer your question first and foremost, last I heard, I've not heard anyone from the Democratic Party saying voter fraud, nor coming up with allegations or testimonies or sworn statements or anything along those lines. If they did, absolutely should be investigated. So if there's other stories on the other side saying, hey, there's something suspicious going on here, the very chairman of the Federal Elections Commission agrees this should be looked into. Our whole system is based upon transparency and to push against any corruption when it comes to voting. Whatever side you're on, and you're going to say you don't support that? That's shocking to me.
No, what? I don't, the states have already said that there's been no vote. There's no.
No, they have not. That is not true. Okay, and you are correct in saying it is up to the states to certify, but the states have not certified yet, regardless of what the media keeps saying. Not one state has certified and gone through the process of saying, we officially say so-and-so won our state. That has not happened so far. Not one state.
Okay, so you're saying the media has said that, but who has not said it? So what media? You said the media has said that. But you're saying that that's not true.
Correct. It's obviously not true for anybody that wants to put two thoughts together.
Fox News doesn't say that's true?
If Fox News says it's true, it's still a media outlet. It's the media. Again, the point.
Okay.
We have a system. I want to try to help you here, Regina.
Okay.
I think a lot of us need to learn civics again. Maybe being in the front row of that class, because I'm not very strong in civics. But what I do know is, when all of this was set up by the founders, that we have states. They are the federal government. The states are the one, through state legislators, during an election season, that certify who won the state. That's the way the system is put in place. Up until today, November the 13th, Friday, not one state has certified anyone has won their states. Now, the media has fallen all over themselves to announce, well, this state in Arizona yesterday, and Joe Biden's the new president-elect, and the masses go, okay, well, I guess it's true. That's not the way the system is run. And when the states do certify, if they certify Joe Biden is indeed the next president, he is the next president, and we pray for him. But let's not get too far ahead of the actual process that's been put in place to push against any type of corruption or fraud. This is really, really important.
So what I hear you saying is neither Joe Biden or Trump has been deemed president of the United States.
According to the certification process and the laws of the land, yes, absolutely true.
And that happens every year? I mean, every 4 years, every presidential?
Yeah, which is every 4 years. Yeah, that's part of the process that we have in the country. It's part of the political system. Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you, Regina. Thank you for asking good questions. I really, honestly, my thought is, I'll speak for myself. This has caused me to relearn a lot of civics. I've gone back and read things. But more than anything, I've got a good friend in Arizona. I've not talked to him in years. Let me read to you what he posted quickly, and then we'll take a break, take many more calls, some stories. Oh, quote, there is a serious disinformation campaign about this past election. The loss, corrupt and fraudulent I've seen in my lifetime like never before. And he screenshotted the Bloomberg story about the most secure election in American history. Millions of people know we're being lied to. So those that have an agenda here can say all they want. Oh, this is not true. No voter fraud. No laptop. Move along. Here's the reality. Millions of people aren't going to put up with it. Now, what they're going to do, I advocate on my program as a follower of Christ. Peaceful protests, I think, are a good vehicle by which we can start impressing upon those that we represent, those that we vote for, those that we employ, if you will. But the reality is, here's the reality. The ones that usually take to the streets, they're the left, and they tend to be violent at times. Those of us on the right, we're just going to pray, and God's will be done. And yeah, I just don't think so. We've never seen this before in our country. In fact, I'll speak more to it. We've got some audio clips. We have a line open, 888-528-2557, and we'll continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. On this Friday afternoon, it is Open Phone Friday, where virtually anything is open for discussion or debate. And I've got some stories and commentaries I also impart your way. And you're welcome to email me if you cannot get through as well. 888-528-2557. Let's take a few more calls. And I've got a breaking story about our governor. That is rather eye-opening. We'll get to that in a little while as well. Also, an audio piece of a famous Hollywood celebrity apologizing. Evidently, in this campaign, the 20 Days of Kindness, they found that they gave money to an organization that I guess is just the opposite of kind. We'll talk about that and much more. David in Los Angeles. David, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
How you doing, sir? Thank you for taking my call. I just had a question about, I understand that you're concerned about voter fraud. I was just wondering, do you believe that it's, you know, just certain cases of voter fraud, or you believe it's systemic voter fraud, that it's something larger that we have to be concerned about?
Define systemic voter fraud. What does that mean? Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. I'm sorry, I got a bad connection.
That's okay. What
I
is
got a question about?
I know. I heard what you said. My response was, what is systemic voter fraud? What does that mean?
Well, I was just thinking, because systemic voter fraud would be something like larger, like organizationally wise. Like, do you believe the left or the right possibly is, you know, maybe has an organized system of voter fraud, as opposed to just maybe there's a lot of extra ballots out there, individuals are attempting to vote more than once, or do you believe that there's actually organizations, groups of people, maybe small groups of people who are specifically targeting to defraud the voters?
Okay, two things. If you ask for my opinion, I would say yes and yes. I believe both are probably true. But forget my opinion. Let's go with what we know. Was there anything different about this election than any other election in the history? We've got this mail-in ballot thing. Oh, because of COVID. Can't go to polls, danger, all about protection and safety. And yet we seem to have a lot of stories yet to be investigated or proven, either as truth or lie, that say there's some funny business that's gone on. I know Tuesday night I stayed up late. It wasn't that I went to bed and woke up Wednesday to a whole new reality, but I watched Tuesday night where the current president was ahead in, what, four states? Way ahead. And all of a sudden they say they're going to shut down the voter count. And then the next morning, all of a sudden, all these votes come up. Now, is that fraud? I can't say yay or nay. All I'm saying is, that's interesting. When have we done that before? And the other anomaly is this voting system. I'm looking for the name that was used in 30 of the states. It's made a lot of, let me put down my phone. I'm looking for it. It's just escaping me. It's the computer program by which it was used in 30 states. One state in particular, they found votes were deleted, and then it added to another candidate. Just some suspicious stuff. What's the big deal? Let's investigate it and find out. Whoever it benefits. My goodness, this is not about partisanship. This is about our country. Johnny and San Dimas, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, TGIF, we're at San Dimas with Pastor Jeff Fiennes. I know you know him.
I've heard the man. He's been missing an action from my experience. But tell him I said hello.
No, he's a great guy. He loves you.
Yeah, tell him I said hello if you see him. Tell him, did you lose my cell or what? That'll be an inside joke. He'll know what I mean.
I will. Hey, what I was talking about the issue and what I think is at hand here is, number one, is truth. the truth is the issue here. We want to know if this election was true or not. Because as stewards of God's earth, like Adam, we're bound to take care of this world and this earth. And as the American patriots, they fought hard and they did things for America in order to keep it free. So when we don't want to get involved and be real Americans or be like Adam, a steward of this earth, we're not seeking the truth. We're just giving in. We're praying to God that he's going to get us through this. But we need to walk and pray. And I think that we should just tell everybody, we're not trying to find out whether one party or another is winning. We want the truth.
We want the truth. Very well said. We will be active to stand for the truth, and we will be active to stand against any overtures of deceit or lies or evil or corruption. We pray that they are exposed to everybody, because ultimately, as you say, we stand for truth. Absolutely, absolutely correct, Johnny.
Amen, Frank. And getting to that, remember when during the debate they said, "Well, are you going to have a free transition of power?" And on the other side, Biden was saying, "Yes, we will." They didn't give, and I'm not really a Trump guy. I'm more of a Pence guy. They didn't give him a break for 3.5 years. Was that a peaceful transition of power? That's hypocritical, and that just should have shown people right away that they never did that. They never actually gave a free transition of power.
Yeah. Johnny, well said. Thank you for calling. Make sure you tell that pastor, give him an earful for me. And thanks for sharing on the program. By the way, I have a Washington Times commentary that if you like Johnny's call, you'll love this commentary. We'll get to it as soon as we can. Everton, it says California.
Yes, sir.
Where are you calling from? Is that your name, Everton?
Yeah, that is my name.
Thank you. What a wonderful name. Are you named after anyone? How did you come up with that name?
Actually, I didn't. I haven't questioned the matter. But the truth of the fact is,
okay,
I don't think God is going to be embarrassed by what's going to take place, because the truth of the very fact is Biden's been a criminal all his life. And people go to school and learn other things to get ahead. This guy's been a criminal, been doing everything crooked all the way through, and all of a sudden he robbed his way to the presidency. That doesn't make no logical sense, because God, actually there's been several prophets who prophesied that Donald Trump will remain president. And God does not lie. And before Donald Trump became president the first time, I made a bet with a couple people. And people showed up in the church and giving me money, telling me, yes, yes. One guy, I bet him, said, what I said to him is, if Donald Trump don't become president, I'll give you $500. He said, if Donald Trump become president, I will give you $500, and I will show up in the church with you for 6 months. He did what he says. He didn't show up for the church service. He just come to the church. And I'm saying God does not make mistakes. God put Donald Trump there for a purpose. And the main purpose he put him there for all the things he's doing in Israel and all over the world. And Biden say we shouldn't build a wall. We shouldn't build a wall. We should build a bridge. So we should let everybody come in, which is not so. Donald Trump has been the greatest president in the last 50 years.
Everton, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Shouldn't be gambling, you know. You had mentioned that Joe Biden's a crook. I can't go there necessarily, but what I can ask, and it may go hand in hand with what you're saying, how did he attain all his wealth and his family? Where'd all that money come from? And I know some political representatives make a pretty handsome wage, but the Biden family is very, very well off and they have a lot of money. Where'd it come from? Let me take April real quick. And John in Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm going to take you first on the other side. So please hang in there. You have a completely different topic, and I want to shift to that. But I thank April for calling. The voting system, I couldn't remember, was Dominion. And April has a question about that, I think at least. April in Burbank, thanks for calling the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, yes, Dominion is the one that has all the, you know, quote-unquote glitches. And it's interesting because the term is, you know, dominate minions, Dominion. I was reading the book of Daniel today, and the word, and which many people have said that is really prophetic of our time right now, what we are living. And the word Dominion has actually been mentioned in the book 7 or 8 times. I highlighted it several times. I wanted your opinion on if you thought that that had any connection or if that was just a coincidence.
To be very forthright and honest, I have no idea. I've not heard that before, but I will look into it and pray about it. There may be a pastor or a Bible scholar that's screaming at me right now, hey, I can respond to that. You're welcome to call or email me. I'll read your email. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting how we have found just in the last week about this Dominion voter system. And I don't know about maybe I can ask you directly about your position, but for me, my limited knowledge of technology, what I understand about this system is, I don't know if it was absolutely true in all 30 states, but I would think if you're going to use a piece of software like this, once it's locked and loaded, you can't touch it. But my understanding is that's not mm-hmm. true of Dominion. That somehow it was online, internet savvy, where someone could go in and do something. Now, if it was just maybe one person in the specific region by which the votes were coming in, I don't know. I've not researched it. I'm not informed enough to make a valued decision or have a position on this. But those are some of the allegations that I've been hearing. Do you know anything more about that?
Me personally, what I know so far is that the patent for it is owned by, I think, is someone who is very close or the head or a CEO connected, very closely connected to George Soros, who is a globalist. And so it leans, now I, of course, can't say correlation is causation. But I will, it does make us think, you know, was this all in a plan for it to go global, for us to go towards globalism, no matter what the true outcome was?
Yeah, let me speak to that quickly. April, thank you. We're way late for a break. I love when you said it makes us think. Please, Lord, may that be so. To me, one of the greatest indictments is we don't think, we don't want to think, we don't want to challenge our own belief system. We just want to believe like, well, you know about the sheep and the goats. We just want to kind of go along with things. The media says, hey, it's a done deal. Joe Biden's the newly elected president. Even the stuff with him standing there, right when he shares things, new office of the newly elected president. Now, maybe somebody can educate me. But I don't think that's ever been put forth that way. I don't think we've ever had this before, let alone there's just a lot of funny business going on here from my perspective. And I just pray for God's truth to rain down in any darkness. Just be exposed, whatever side it's on, who's ever doing it. Your will be done. And I'll have to leave it at that. We're way late. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. It is Open Phone Friday, and on this day, we take calls and field your comments on any and all topics. So there's no one topic open for discussion or debate, if you will. John is calling from Little Rock, Arkansas, to bring up something that has not even been addressed. John, you're on the air on the Frank Sontag Show.
Well, good afternoon, Frank. How are you doing?
John, I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I say this coronavirus stuff's been crazy all over the country.
That it has.
Hello?
We can talk more about that, but I know that's not what you called in to share.
No. Yes, the reason I'm calling, I know there's been a lot of debate about Netflix over the last few months involving the Cuties movie and as well as other content of shows over the last few months that they have had that really upset a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there was one show, And there was one show in particular that I have not heard anybody talk about because it recently got canceled. And it has a very well-known Christian in the starring role. And some of the things I have heard in various interviews over the last few years, I've not seen in the mainstream media. It's always been on a podcast somewhere. And the way I'll get to it is this. Are you familiar with the show?
What show is that? You didn't mention it, I don't think.
Oh, they didn't put it on your... Okay, well, the show is Fuller House.
I know of it, not watched one episode.
Okay. It is a sequel show to the show Full House from the 80s.
Yep.
And in the show, of course, well, in the show, the person in question is Candace Cameron Bure. She reprised her role as DJ Tanner.
Let me, if I may, kind of help you along here. Time is really limited, so I'm just going to give you the airwaves, and please share if you've got about another 90 seconds.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. When that show came back, I didn't know anything about it until about a year ago. And when I saw this particular situation unfold, because I heard it won an award a year ago, Nickelodeon Kids Awards, I went to look it up, see what was going on. And when I found out the show had all this sexy stuff going on in it and a bunch of all sorts of innuendo and other things in it. In fact, one scene involved her character doing a sultry dance with her fellow actress, Andrea Barber, playing Kenny Gibbler. I was going like, oh, my gosh, what have they done? And I saw all of the controversy online, reading all the reviews and reading the comments from fans and everything.
So if you can, in a sentence or two, sum up your position or what you want to share.
Well, as a married man, I will say as a married man, I think it was very inappropriate that they allowed that to happen. And it feels like, in a way, that they took advantage of her. And she's tried to justify the show at times, trying to say, oh, the show is like the old show. You just didn't know because you were a kid. Well, I was 16 when the show first show came on back in the 80s. And I remember it being like that. So trying to justify this, it just seems like such a contradiction that it just seems like such a contradiction to be saying that kind of stuff.
Well, and it wouldn't be the first time, especially if it's Netflix. Let me assure you, I'll look into it. I'll form some type of a position. I believe you've emailed me, of which I've not read the email in part because I've gotten a ton, but it's always good to hear from you, and I appreciate you calling today. And you're kind of helping me segue into this one other story that has to do also with the entertainment industry. So I want to be brief. I've got 2.5 minutes, try to get this in. Melissa McCarthy is apologizing. She is part of this 20 Days of Kindness. Here's her apology.
Hi there. It has come to our attention that our 20 Days of Kindness, which is something, a kindness hub that we started to kind of shed the light on 20 great charities, had one in there that, there's no other way to say it, we blew it. We made a mistake and we backed a charity that upon proper vetting stands for everything that we do not. So I want to thank everyone on social media who said, what are you doing? Are you sure you want to back this? Because the answer is no, we do not.
We're obviously completely against any position that this charity stands for. Wait you hear the charity and what they stand for. But Melissa McCarthy continues. It's all about apologizing and to be kind.
We have pulled it. We are so incredibly grateful for you ringing the bell and helping us be better. We're sorry for our mistake. Oh boy, are we sorry for it. Can't believe that we missed it. And that's it. And I just, I want to say, I hope it doesn't ding the other charities because they're really doing some amazing things. And 20 Days of Kindness is really meant to shine the light on all of those wonderful charities. So let the kindness continue.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for the help. We really needed it.
Yes, yes. Kindness. Charity is called Exodus Cry. It's an organization dedicated to ending sex trafficking around the world. Outrageous. Why would we support that? Also, the nonprofit's founder, Benjamin Nolo, has a history, according to this one story, of making anti-abortion comments and anti-LGBTQ comments. He had the audacity to call abortion a Holocaust. It's all about kindness. We can't support an organization that stands for life. or stands against sex trafficking. No, no, no. But we got to be kind. By the way, you want to know some of the charities that they do support? Habitat for Humanity. Nice. Best Friends Animal Society. Oh, how sweet. And Planned Parenthood. There you go. This is the Frank Sontag Show.